Today, Kvarinam, December 8th, we received wonderful giant posters of Lord Murga, the Hawaiian god Ku, Lord Ganesha, the Hawaiian god Lono from Surya Kumar in San Francisco. And thank you, Surya. We really appreciate the beautiful, like 6 feet long and 4 feet high posters of Viravan Temple. All the beautiful foliage, lakes and ponds around this beautiful temple that we're building here on the Garden Island of Kauai. Markandeya Sendin, a young man, 18 years of age, from one of our families, have been members of my Saivasadana Church for over 30 years. He was born in the church. He came for 6 months of religious training, learned a lot. Learned to chant in Sanskrit most beautifully, and now, after he is home a month or two, he will do a path-choosing ceremony. This means he will decide whether he will become a married man or whether he will be going to further training to become a sannyasin, a minister of the Saivite religion. We don't know what he's going to do because we've never talked to him about this. It's his decision, and his own soul will tell him what to do. But we're working a beautiful, beautiful book written 2,100 years ago. I think the copyright has expired. It's called the Tirukkural, but its new name is Weaver's Wisdom. And this weaver lived out his whole life, much like the prophet did in Gilbron's book. And at the end of his life, he told of his observations in very terse verses called chorales. Chorale 191 tells us that he observed many people, especially this one. Everyone is disgusted by a man who offends one and all with meaningless chatter. Know anyone like that? I think he hit the proverbial nail right on the head. Chorale 199. The wise, faultless and free from ignorance, never utter pointless words, even forgetfully. And chorale number 200, in your speaking, say only that which is purposeful. Never utter words that lack purpose. What a wise weaver. And the weaver, in his wisdom, observed those who are industrious, who get what they want, and need and keep what they want and have. Chorale 591. Possessing belongs only to the industrious. Do those who lack such energy really possess their possessions? Chorale 597. Elephants stand strong even when wounded by a barrage of arrows. Strong-willed men are not discouraged when they encounter disaster. And that's a goal for each and every one of us. Be strong. Today's lesson is on human conduct within the home. The great extended family, because one could not stand strong and withstand abuse, verbal, mental, and physical. The great extended family of 30, 40, 50 people living under one roof is diminishing day by day until we get to 4 or 5 people living under one roof. And then they go out and get roofs for themselves because they can't stand one another. And as I've always said, the nuclear family is just waiting to explode. How do we work out our karma in this life? How do we overcome our faults? Is through relating and interrelating with others, giving in when it's necessary, being strong when it's necessary. My motto has always been give in on the little things and hold strong on the big principles of Dharma. This is right thought, right action, and right speech. Running away from others only makes the karmas worse for the next incarnation of when the soul again takes a new fleshy body and is born through a mother and has to grow up and go through all of that all over again simply because the lessons were not learned in the previous life. That's the way we look at it. That's the way it's been looked at for thousands of years. And listening to the wise, that's the way it is. Therefore, if you're living with someone that you cannot get along with, don't run away. Stick it out and get your happiness, not outside the home. Get your happiness by making others happy within the home. Put smiles on everybody's faces. Be Mr. or Mrs. or Miss Nice Guy. Don't be crude. Don't be rude. Be kindly. Be nice. And the world will reward you. Corral 598. The wise wisdom of the weaver explains, without a zealous spirit, one will never enjoy the proud accelerations of earthly generosity. And he speaks on perseverance. In Corral 611, never saying weakness, this task is too difficult. Persevering will confer the ability to accomplish it. And this brings us to this six P's, a puja and a prayer, a purpose, plan, persistence, and push. Therefore, we can never say in our weakness, this task is too difficult. Persevering will confer the ability to accomplish it. This is a wonderful book, and we have been working on it for 15 years, putting it into American English. You'll love it. So another day in cyberspace, we looking at each other, you at me, in your computer screen, and myself at you through cyberspace. Happy that you visited our cyberspace ashram today on the beautiful island of Kauai. Maybe you'll make it here someday soon. Do make it soon. Persevere.